There's a more intimate piece that was about my great-grandfather, who I talked about in terms of those ideas of two worlds and how he felt living, you know, that he had to negotiate living in these two different worlds, the Indian world and the white world, from his perspective. But he was in the war. He fought at Vimy Ridge, I believe. So these are stories that I heard as a young person, that when he came back, he was, you know, at the time they say shell-shocked, which is now, I think, what we understand as post-traumatic stress disorder, right? PTSD. Anyway, so he came back from the war with problems in terms of what he experienced there. And I think about that sometimes and think about like that such wildly different worlds. It must have been really something else for him to go overseas, you know, when he had only lived on the reserve and traveled around in our territory before that. He hadn't been overseas or anything, and nobody, hardly anybody from our community would have been at the time, except for through the war effort. And so it was sort of about his journey and what I had heard and stories of him coming back, and that there was times where he would lose it and he would be running around with his gun or something, or be, you know, violent. And, you know, I sort of knew him. Well, I didn't know him. He died when I was born. But in stories, I kind of knew him as this person who had preserved a lot of Shukamekh language and story. And he was a storyteller. And so to kind of have this other picture of him as having gone through these traumatic experiences at the war and how that affected him was a shift for me to think about, and think about how that experience would have been for him and how it made him sick in some ways. And so it was about trying to relate what we were, these kind of discussions and explorations around mental health, trying to relate that also to more directly to my family, and, you know, and that he had no way and no measure of sort of coping with that when he returned.